Blog Talk Radio.
Penthouse in the sky, a mansion with a view. I thought those things matter. I really wish I knew. Fancy clothes and parties can't make up for you. Nothing else will do.
Alternative Talk Radio. You've been listening to Alan Savory and a song called One Love from his upcoming album. You can visit Alan at his website, www.savory.com. That's S-O-V-O-R-Y. And I just love his music. It's so inspirational, so please be sure to check it out. I want to give a big thank you to our growing family of listeners around the world for tuning in and participating on the show. It's great because we all walk away really inspired from these readings in some way, each and every one of us. I'd also like to share with you a link to an upcoming movie that I'll be attending the premiere for. It's called Sirius, spelled like the star, S-I-R-I-U-S. It will be released to theaters nationwide Monday. It's a documentary about the existence of other worlds and our ability of to obtain free alternative energy and the government cover-ups on all that stuff. So it's very interesting. So you can watch the trailer at www.acupuncture-healer.com. It's a good friend of mine helping out the producers on the show. You can watch the trailer there. That's acupuncture-healer.com. So please be sure to check that out. So tonight we've got a great show for you. We're back again with Adela Levine to share her special gift of intuition and her ability to communicate with our loved ones who have crossed over. And tonight, in addition to her wonderful reading, she's going to be giving us a wonderful treat. She's going to be talking about our guides and our higher self and how we can all benefit from this awareness. And as always, Adela can be reached at adelalevine.com, A-D-E-L-A-L-A-V-I-N-E.com, or thegreenmanstore.com. And I'd encourage all of you to get your pen and paper handy because we will be giving you the links at the end of the show as well. And also because you're sure to get some really meaningful messages to help you carry through this journey, whether you're read tonight or you're simply listening in. So be sure to grab that pen and paper. And with that, let's go ahead and bring Adele on. Hi, sweetie. How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, so great. I'm so glad you're here, hon. And just thank you so much for joining us again. And I'm really excited to be spending Saturday night with you and our listeners and this show with you. It always brings wonderful surprises, so I'm really excited. And tonight, I don't know what we're going to be doing, so why don't you go ahead and share with the listeners what we're going to be doing tonight.
Sure. First off, I wanted to thank Alan as well. He's, like I said before, an old friend of mine, a childhood friend, and it's always kind of amazing when you have those sequence of events wherein you know somebody from one point in your life and you have no clue that maybe at some other point in your life that there will be such a pivotal reconnection. And part of the reconnection is that he's very spiritual, like myself, but we've had our own separate journey paths, and then we've kind of joined back up on our paths. And he's amazing how, like, I'll ask him for some music, and it will fit right what I'm trying to bring out to people. And so that's really inspirational to me. And he, not to mention, I love music. Anybody who knows me knows I use music in my classes, and I use music for everything. And so I love his music, and so just be sure to check out him on Savory.com. And he's also on Twitter. You can check him out there. I think it's Savory. You can look him up on Twitter, and he's on Facebook. So thanks again to Alan. And for about tonight, the show, what I would like to do is I'm going to do readings. So just to start with that and to explain the readings to people on what to expect and also kind of so-called rules on the readings tonight. We're going to be doing intuitive and medium readings. So the difference is intuitive is about you and things that are going on in your life, whether it's financial, love, or whatnot. And medium readings are pretty simple. It's talking to those who've passed on. But in addition to that, I'm going to be talking with guides as well, but I do it a little different, so I just want to explain that to people. Then I know people are very well-versed about guides. I mean, I have people come in to see me all the time, and they want to know about their guides and all of that. So it is something people are much more aware than I think when I first started. But with the intuitive readings, the rules are, too, since we're doing short readings, and because this is on the radio, and we have a lot of people already lining up, but so everyone needs to know we're not going to be able to get to everybody, so this is a sample reading for everyone, like you said, to hear, but also for yourself, just to remember these are just kind of short sample readings. But with that said, on the intuitive readings, express what subject matter you want me to cover so that we can just get to the point. So if it's love or finances, job or whatnot on the medium readings, normally I don't ask for any information at all on either of my readings, but on the medium readings at least express what relative you're looking or if it's a partner or something like that or a friend that you're looking to talk to. I just need you to participate in the reading. I don't need you to feed me information unless I need to verify. Now, as far as the guides and all that goes, the way I see guides, so most people know that we all have guides and angels around us trying to help us in our lives. What they have expressed to me kind of a while back, I used to really kind of be big onto identifying guides. And then I was told from the other side that what they would like for us all to realize is that guides work in a ball of energy together. So in other words, on this plane, I come up to you and I introduce myself and you introduce yourself to me and we operate from a very separate mentality. I'm in my body, you're in your body, I have to drive over to, you know, your house or to your work or drive and meet you at a restaurant, and that's how we connect to each other. In other words, physical, you know, connection. On the other side, the way they work is unison, like a ball of energy. So what they have asked me to let people know is to not worry so much about who your guide is, because your guide could be a hawk, or it could be a person that looks like a Native American person. And people oftentimes get so caught up on, like, what's my guide's name, what they look like, when were they born, when did they pass, or were they ever, you know, alive? When the truth is, the reason why they appear to us in a form that we understand is because that's what we understand. If there was a big ball of energy in your presence, you may not understand that. But if you look at a lot of things, like even biblical, they'll talk about ball of energy or light, and then a voice comes out. If you, there's a lot of kind of things that make sense to, if you realize it's never really so much important about who it is, but it's important to us. So they'll have to put a face to it or a name to it. So the message is, listen to the message from the guides, because the way I operate is I open myself up. I let the message come through using my sight. I don't sit and listen to who's talking to me and pay attention to what they're saying. I let it all come down through me, and that could even be your loved ones. And everybody's operating in one ball of energy. So the point is listen to the messages. So, like, in other words, you have the connection yourself. You don't need other people to tell you what guides tell you. I know that's going to kind of be a little bit different than what a lot of readers tell you. But it's not that I'm more than happy to allow those energies to come speak through and give and read for people by using my abilities, but I want everyone out there to know that you have direct contact with your own guides and angels. And a lot of people say, well, I can't hear them. Well, it's how you know the difference is, it's that little voice in you that says, like, you might want to go back upstairs and grab your coat. It's going to be cold tonight. You're like, what are you talking about? It's, like, totally fine. It's sunny and warm. And then later you're like, I knew I should have done that. Or something that says you might not want to leave yet. You might want to stay home a little longer, and you ignore it, and you go, and there's, like, you're caught in traffic because there's an accident. It could be something as small as that, or something as big as that voice that tells you, you know, you might want to call this person, they need you, and, you know, things like that. That's the voices of the guides talking to you. Now, to kind of throw people a little more their way, there's the higher self. So the higher self from the, and these are all my, I'm not here to tell you, listen to what I say, it's the, you know, that's the only way. This is just my belief system. This is what I've come to learn, and people can take that and you know, take it into something that consideration or not. I'm not offended either way, but this is what I've come to learn. My belief is self-empowerment. My belief is that we all have the ability to tap in. On what level depends on how much you hone it. So in other words, we're not all going to be consummate piano players, but we all could probably learn piano. And that's because maybe that's not our calling to, or maybe that's not, we don't have that innate gift to be that much of a piano player. But you all have a way to be able to connect to your own guides and angels. And that makes sense. So the higher self is you in your body. Because our spirits are so large, we can't all fit in this body. Part of our spirit resonates on the other side. So it's hanging out there trying to give you a bird's eye view and going, this is me. I'm trying to help you out. If you want to listen to me, I have a little more of a higher understanding than you do. Because you have to be in a body form. The rest of us has to be in the body form. So your higher self and your guides and your angels are all working in together to help you. But listening to the voice that you hear that you know doesn't normally sound like you, let's say you usually do a normal routine and you don't like going off a routine, and this voice tells you to do something separate from that, you know that's not you talking. And that is what they're asking for you to just listen. That's all they care about, not what they look like, where they, who they look like or who they are, but just to let them guide you.
I see. So just to
really be aware of it and just go with it.
Yeah, it's a matter of faith. You have to kind of trust it. So it's very hard to trust that voice because we on this plane want absolute proof about things, and we feel kind of weird about trusting something that we think, quote unquote, we're making up in our head. Usually when it's the voice that you don't normally hear, then it's usually probably a guide and your higher self trying to work with you. So what I could do tonight is I'm not going to really do like the typical thing where people say, I'm going to tell you what your guides say. I'll answer questions on people who might feel like they've heard their guides or they feel like they've had experience with angels. So on top of the intuitive readings and the medium readings, if you have a question about an experience you've had and you want to understand who it was, and if you understand, was that my grandmother or was this something trying to guide me, I can kind of help you determine that so you can have a better understanding of how to listen. Mm-hmm. Because that's my purpose, and I teach a class on this, on how to use your abilities, and my purpose is to get everybody realizing that you have direct access. Don't let anybody make you feel that only certain people have direct access. Just some of us have a little higher an antenna. I think I was born with a higher antenna, and because it was so high, I had to learn how to hone it. And I wanted to learn how to hone it to do the best to my ability, and that's my calling. And the rest of people might just be using it in other ways or just it's just to help them with their life. But it doesn't mean you don't have direct access to your guides and your angels.
Oh, that's so great. And I notice, too, sometimes when you talk to your higher self and actually ask your higher self to go talk to somebody else's higher self, I've seen people actually get influenced by that. We're communicating with our higher selves. So we're one, but we're not one?
Yeah. Well, what it is that, how do I say it this way? When you're talking, your higher self can talk to someone else's higher self, absolutely. And what we mean by one, on this plane, when we think of one, we think of literally something melting into one and just being one. On that plane, it means where things are connected and kind of flowing together and not fighting against each other. Mm-hmm. So in other words, that's why your spirit relatives may not be there yet because they still have human emotional things to work through. They haven't evolved to that yet. But guides and angels are in a different category because they've evolved to the place of no ego and working together in an energy flow. So they don't care who's speaking or who's not speaking, or they're not doing it out of their own, like something they need from you. They're truly just trying to guide you.
They're there to help.
Yeah, so it doesn't mean they have to only, so your higher self talking to someone else's higher self is still the human form. Even though we have a higher self, we're not quite evolved to the point of, it's kind of like someone who's mastered it enough and has gone through all the process of learning and honing and growing on the other side, that they might have elevated to a guide, or they never came here on this plane, never has been born yet on this plane, so they're in a guide. And then there's angels, which is a whole another category because they're beings. Those are beings.
Wow.
That
oh my
don't
goodness.
Take human form.
There's so much to explore. Wow.
Yeah, yeah, it is a lot. So I'm throwing a lot out there, but the reason why is because I wanted, I wanted people to, and I'll cover a little more of this later in the show, but I wanted people to understand that not to let people make you feel like you can't hear. It just may be hard for you to differentiate. And that being said, later on the show we'll talk about how when you do go to readers, how to tell when somebody's trying to just take your money and trying to do, trying to use that, like, well, only I can see for you or only I can hear for you. Because there's many, many times, and I know everybody out there has experiences where you've gotten a reading and it doesn't make any sense to you, and the person's telling you that you're wrong and that they know better because they're talking directly to your angel or your guide. And you're like, well, okay, but that seems kind of weird to me, but okay. And they're making you feel like you're lower than them. And I want to talk a little bit later, too, about how to spot frauds and how to spot people who are scamming. Or most of the time what happens is someone has a slight gift and they just are kind of using, they're kind of skating on the one thing they got right about you out of ego. So when you take away ego and you take away of like, look, you can talk directly to them yourself too, I'll help you, and you take away all of those things, then it makes you, it helps you see a little bit better when someone's reading for you. Like you'll, it usually should match something you kind of already had a sense about. Mm-hmm. If someone's telling you something like you're going to be an astronaut and you're like, what? That doesn't make any sense. My dream is to be a florist. You might want to trust your own instincts on that. So if someone's saying something so far crazy, not like I could tell somebody something that resonates, maybe not they haven't thought of in 10 years, but they're like, well, you know what? I actually have thought about that, but it's been so long. It does still resonate, but if it's something so far off and they're trying to convince you otherwise, that's coming from an ego place. You know, no, I'm right. You should listen to me. Now give me your money. You know.
Well, yeah, and so mm-hmm. We'll talk about that a little bit more, about your classes that you're going to be giving and learning and to hone those skills as
yeah.
well. And,
yeah.
Other things like that. That's fantastic.
Yeah, and I know I'm throwing a lot, but it kind of came to me that this is important for people to know because it's a subject matter that comes up, and it's also empowering people, and that's my goal.
Oh, great.
So we can
all right.
start
well,
reading.
You're
yeah.
ready for a reading? Okay, then. Well, great. Everybody's been just lining
patient.
Up here and patiently waiting, and I'm sure enjoying what you had to say. Share with them. We're going to get a bunch of intuitives out there pretty soon. All right. We are going to go ahead and bring somebody on from the 727 area code here.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. What's your name?
My name is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. What type of reading were you looking for?
Like an intuitive
or a medium?
Type?
Okay, and
yes,
on what
please.
Subject? What subject
my love
matter?
Life.
Love.
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 Yeah.
We love love.
Please.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is just going to look real quick and see what's going on. Hold on. I do things by energy, and I see a masculine energy. Is that male or female that you're seeing?
I'm a heterosexual.
Okay.
So
and
I would be interested in reading.
Okay. I just don't go by gender, so I see energy, so I always just say it that way. So I hope nobody ever
okay.
minds that. But it's just the way I read. The reason why I was asking is because I actually saw male energy, but I didn't see you like alone. I see someone there, but it looks like almost kind of to the side. So what that says to me is that either you broke up with someone or there's someone you're interested in. I don't see this person out of your life, so I don't know. Are you dating someone right now?
Damn, girl, are you psychic or something?
I don't know. Something like that, maybe.
Yeah, that's very accurate.
That's okay.
I just had a breakup in January, the beginning of January,
mm-hmm.
and I haven't heard a word from him at all since then, and I'm just kind of confused if we're going to pick this back up and it's going to work, or if it's,
January.
You know, meant to
okay.
end.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Yeah.
I can see that. My feeling is, okay, when I see him, this is what he looks like, and this will help you because I can describe what he looks like, the way he is. I mean, he is somebody who looks... I don't know, he kind of suffers from, I don't know if it's anger or he's just like very self-involved. So I kind of feel like when you guys broke up, you bruised his ego and he
yeah,
just kind
true.
Of, he's just kind of like, well, whatever, if that's what you want to do. So it's not, he's not the type of guy, and I always like to tell people in love that I want to tell you the kind of person you're dealing with, because sometimes we want to wish something on somebody that you just got to realize they're not going to be that person. So I don't see him the type of guy who's going to, like, call you up and tell you, oh, my God, I'm missing you, because he's got a lot of pride. So if you are interested in him still, you would have to kind of nudge him a little bit or at least drop a hint to him that you are still interested in him. because something about what happened between the two of you, he feels like he gives up, like, oh, I just can't please you, I can't do anything right, so forget it. And I don't feel like you guys are done, but I do feel like it's going to take a little bit of work, and I'm not quite convinced that this is the person you want to be with, because I feel like you're much more light and kind of easygoing, you like to have fun, and he just looks kind of heavy and sometimes like kind of moody. So I don't know. He's very moody, and that's who he is, and he takes a lot of work. So if you want to get back together with him, it's going to have to be you to kind of, I mean, it won't take much, even if you drop an email or a Facebook or a text or something. But he needs a sign because of his ego. He's just way too fragile in that way. Like, he doesn't want to look stupid. So it's up to you. And if you want, if you do that and you drop the hint and you drop the bait, then I actually see him taking the bait and being really interested, but you're always going to kind of be walking on eggshells with this guy.
Yeah, you know, I hear what you're saying. I don't think I'm ever going to reach back out to him because I feel like if he can't come to me, then I kind
of because you're not that type of person. You don't like you know, come on, like, you know, you want somebody who's a little less, who can grow. You know what I mean? Who can be like, who can see their faults and get over it. Not so. It's kind of like he's immature. I feel like you need someone much more immature.
Yeah.
Does he do something with his hands? Does he work with his hands? Does he make stuff?
Does he?
Yeah.
No, he's, well, I mean, computer. He's a computer person.
Oh, okay. All right. I just saw him, like, do-do-do-do with his hands, like a flash. So I thought.
Yeah, maybe that's, like, typing on the computer.
Typing, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. It's just, the reason why I'm asking is because he's that person that, like, even with work, like, he gets fixated on something and just, you know, he's not very good multitasker. You know, he just, like, you know, in other words, love in his life kind of, he doesn't quite know how to handle work and love, and I don't know, he just feels very immature. So my feeling, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but my feeling is, you know, make room for somebody else in your heart, because I feel like you're looking for someone a lot more mature than that.
Right, and you don't think he'll reach out to me at all?
No, I think he's the type of guy who he needs a sign. He needs some kind of signal that you're interested. If you want him to reach out, you're gonna have to drop some hint.
Well, the thing is that he's living with a family member who's like an alcoholic, and that's what we got in a fight about, because the guy he's living with, he's financially supporting, and his work is like consuming him, and we never got to spend any time together, and just felt like he would drop everything for this family member at any moment, and like there was no room for me, and I got upset. I was like, you know, there's no room in your life for me. I don't know why you even pulled me in your life. Like, that's
well, that's why I was telling you, as I said earlier before, I said he seems like really involved with his work, and that he can't multitask. He can't handle too many intense things at once.
And so that's never going to change. He's always going to be the person that
he loves. Yeah, well, the bottom line is he feels like you're not being supportive of that. So until you come to him and let him know, okay, I get it, I understand, but we got to find some way. No, he's not going to reach out. He needs to see you more devoted to him. That's what you're dealing with.
Okay, Lisa. Well, thank you. I hope that helped you, and it probably helped a whole lot of people, because it's easy when you're listening on the outside and you're not involved emotionally, and when you hear a story like this, there's probably a lot of people saying, you don't need this person, you don't need this person.
Right.
And but you still want to be able to, I guess, have your soul healed and by somebody still coming back to you in that way, even though you know.
Oh,
your
well, yeah, we're yeah,
knows.
Exactly. Your higher self. Good one. well, yeah, the thing is that what happens in love is that I'm a big, big believer on playing things out. We're not computers. You can't just hit delete someone out of your life. And women especially are very good at telling their girlfriends, like, oh, forget it. He's a jerk. Let him go. Mm-hmm. But does anyone ever really do that? No. Nobody ever does that. Like, nobody, even the girls, the friends that are telling you to do that, don't do that. And the reason why is because our hearts don't work like that. We don't just turn on and turn off. So you have to play it out. So what I was kind of trying to encourage her to do, because she's obviously still interested in him, and it's kind of torturous to kind of cut yourself off from someone like that, it's okay to drop the hint, see what he's going to do, see what happens, and then you'll know for sure. Because until you know for sure, until you've tried every avenue, you always wonder.
Right.
And that's how people can, like, fantasize about the one who got away, and then they go and they reunite with that person, and they're like, what was I thinking? Like, wow, I really built you up.
Yeah.
Right.
Hindsight. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, yeah, hindsight, and also the fact that you can build someone up in your head because you didn't play it out. You didn't get to see and try every avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And when you try every avenue, you're like, you know what? I went every avenue with this person, and it still came up the same answer.
Yeah. So but you're not done until you're done.
Right. You don't want to be emotionally, you don't want to do it out of drama. Like, forget it.
Yeah.
And that's why people get kind of, their souls get tortured. So, yeah,
that's
a very common question.
Very helpful. Thank you, Adela. Okay, we're going to go on over to the 410 area code now. Just a moment.
Hi, this is Kathy. How are you?
Hi, Kathy. Good. What kind of reading did you want tonight?
Mediumship.
Okay, with who?
My father.
Your father? Okay. Okay, so real quick, because I think I forgot to explain this part on the mediumship, I'll describe the person, what they look like, because we have to make sure it's actually your father, even though we're calling him in. Other people can decide to jump in and get in the way. So I'll have to describe what they look like and their personality, and then confirmation is going to be something like how he passed and very specific kind of, you know, things that might seem random, but they're doing it on purpose to confirm it's them. So let me see who's here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I see a guy, I see a man who he keeps laughing, first of all, like chuckling, like he thinks this whole situation's kind of funny. Like, I don't know if he would ever go to someone like me in life.
No.
because he's kind of chuckling about it, like, oh, wow, I can't believe I'm doing this. He keeps holding his belly, too, so I don't know if he had a belly or if it's just the way he stands. And when I ask him how he passes, he goes up from his stomach and he kind of creates like a cut all the way up to his chest. So I'm trying to see, oh, and he's showing me stuff in there. When he shows me how he dies, he doesn't show me him like dying like immediate, like he's here and he's gone. He's saying that he knew that he was passing, and that it took even longer than he wanted. I don't know why he's saying that. He keeps showing me him feeling like he's getting weaker and weaker. Did he have something going on in his chest and his stomach?
At the end he did, yeah.
Okay. And he keeps talking about, like, okay, he's kind of funny. He's got a flippant humor. Because he's saying, like, well, that's only the tip of the iceberg, because he felt like he had a lot of things that kept happening to him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he said he felt like he just started. Did he have diabetes or something? Because he's showing me his foot swelling up.
He had high blood pressure.
That's what he's showing me. Okay.
And his legs always bothered him at the end.
Right, because he's just really funny, sorry to interrupt, but he's just cracking me up because he's going over all these different ailments, and he's like, it's just never ending. He's like, it's never ending. He goes, I felt like I was just, like, falling apart, you know, like, what's next kind of thing. And so in the end, he just really, his spirit kind of was ready to go. He just was tired of health problems.
Right.
And he also says something about he's sorry because he knows he didn't, he takes responsibility for not taking the best care of himself. Like, he was stubborn a lot of the times when people would tell him things he needed to do. But he was kind of very, he feels like very big life, you know what I mean? Like, he just liked to enjoy things, and he didn't like being restricted. He felt like that would be boring. And he's also talking to you about, he's saying thank you to you. Are you the oldest, or are you just the only one that took care of everything?
No, my sister's the middle one, and she's the one that did everything.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, let me see what he's saying. He's pointing to you, because I don't like to, maybe I'm getting it wrong, but he's pointing to you saying that you handled everything emotionally. Was she like more the paperwork girl, like taking care of all the paperwork?
Yes, and she's the motherly type also.
Okay, so you're not the one that he talked to about his emotions and could talk real to, like about how he was feeling emotionally or... It was her?
Well, no, it was her because she was with him at the end.
No, that's not what he means. He's making it seem like you're the one who saw him as a person, not just the father. You know what I mean? Like he could be real, like, honest and real with you. Like, it feels like he's showing me everyone else he had to be, like, strong and the father figure. But,
I was his baby daughter, so I guess, yeah.
It's almost like you kind of saw him. I don't know if you guys are a lot alike, but he just makes it feel like you, maybe because you're the youngest and you got to see, you know, he didn't have to front everything like a father, you know, like everyone else. But it's almost like you saw him more real is what he's talking about. Like he had to play the strong role for everybody. But with you, he felt really relaxed. I don't know. Are you guys a lot alike or something?
Yeah, we are. We are.
Like a lot of humor between the two of you. And he feels like your sister did a great job, but she tends to be a little more uptight or something, more high-strung.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because with you, he feels like, well, we could just shoot, you know, talk about things, and she's like me, like that. He's showing me, he's holding beer, and he's talking about fish. I don't know if he liked the fish or...
He liked fish, yeah.
Yeah, it's like that's what he's kind of, with you he feels like that. With your sister he felt like he had to, you know, be on his Q's and P's, you know, Q's and P's.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, because she's more like, we got to take care of this, Dad. We got to take care of this. And with you he could just,
I'm
like,
more laid back.
Laid back,
yeah.
Exactly. Where he's like, hey, let's just sneak over here and have a beer. Your sister's getting too high strung about stuff. Like that. Although he appreciates everything she did. And he's also talking about something about a house. I don't know if this is his house or he's saying somebody's living in his house. His house,
well,
are you living in his house or somebody else living
in
his house?
No, but the house is empty. It's still there, but we go there. For you know, when we go to see my mother.
I see. How come nobody's living in it? Because he really would love if someone could utilize the house. He wants somebody to be able to benefit from the house.
Because we're all in Maryland and Virginia, and the house is in upstate New York.
I see. Okay, this is what he's saying. If you guys are discussing whether to rent it or not, he doesn't have a problem with that. He just, in other words, he wants you guys to feel okay about making money off of the house if you need to. Because he's not attached like he used to be. He was attached to that house alive.
Right.
But when people pass, they're like, to them it's like, oh, well, I'm in a mansion now. I don't need that apartment. You know, they've moved into a place where they don't need material things. They're like, don't worry about me.
Well, we keep it so we have somewhere to go, you know, when we go to visit my mother.
Yeah, that's awesome. He just wants you to know if that comes a time where if you guys are discussing whether you want to rent it temporary to people or make money, he just wants you to know because he knows people knew how he was about the house. He doesn't care. He wants you guys to do whatever suits you the best.
Okay.
Your mom and him were together when he passed?
No. Well, they're together, but she wasn't there.
Okay. All right, so real quick, about that, when you talked about not being there, again, there's no ill feelings about that from those who've passed on. They don't, they don't mind, because when they're passing on, they can see your spirit and they can feel you, you know, the higher self we were talking about earlier and all of that.
Right.
So he's not upset. So he says, you need to get that out of your head. And as far as your mother goes, he hears her talking to him, but he's trying to get in her dreams, but it's almost like she's having a lot of hard time feeling him. So, and he's saying something about, and this is that real quick, this will be the last thing, message I give you, but it looks like he's saying something like happy anniversary or something to her. He's blowing kisses and handing her roses. I don't know if they have an anniversary or it's her birthday, but it's something very specific, and he's giving me a taste for like strawberries or strawberry, like a strawberry drink or a strawberry cake. Can't tell. Do you
okay.
know what he's talking about? Is there, do they have an anniversary coming up?
Not till November. She's got a birthday in June.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay. I don't know why I keep getting anniversaries and birthdays mixed up. Okay, yeah, it's I don't know. It keeps happening. Yeah, that's, he's giving her stuff because he wasn't like the guy is mushy, but he did love her and did like to celebrate things with her. So it's like he doesn't want her sad on her birthday. Did she like strawberry cake or something? Does he like,
I'm not sure about
strawberries
that.
Or okay. He keeps giving me a
taste.
I know
chocolate covered cherries.
Oh,
he
chocolate
was big
covered
with those.
Cherries. Okay, that's what it is. Because I kept tasting like tarty, sweetie.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't. Okay, that's what it is. He's like, yay, we did it. He's real happy.
Wow,
he's
you're good.
You, thanks. He's blowing you kisses and he's saying, keep talking to
I
him.
I talk
tell
to
your
him
mom.
All the time.
Yeah, keep talking to him. He says, and tell your mom. He's trying to get in her dreams, and he says, this is so crazy. He never thought this type of stuff could happen, but he's so happy it did. So he's happy he made the connection with you, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Awesome.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing, Kathy. Oh, that's so sweet. Okay. Wow. That's
yeah.
not great.
A lot. So we were trying to cram it all in, a lot to be said. The medium thing, if anybody knows, I have to go a little thorough just because I'm such a stickler on making sure we're talking and remembering that these are taster readings, so that's why not everybody will get read. But the point is that, again, to kind of make the point about when you get readings from people, the point of getting objects like the cherries and all the stuff that he was trying to do, doing that isn't about to show that I can get it. It's about they want you to know that it's them talking. It's so important that we get the message across that it's not me as the reader putting my own thoughts and my own self in telling you something like they miss you, they love you. That's very emotional and pulling at heartstrings, and you can do that very easily with people. But when you do confirmations, they're like, okay, she didn't know that, so now maybe I'll listen to the message.
Right.
And the message is to help people in the mediumship with your life. You know, they want to help you, whatever's going on in your life. So it's very important for them.
So they first want to validate so that you'll listen and pay attention.
Right.
Yeah.
So that if they want to come in and say, hey, that person you're dating, no good. You'll listen to them because you're going to listen to them a lot better than you're going to listen to me. And so they're really making sure that the message is pure coming from them. So we'll do as many confirmations as possible so that the more weird it gets, the more obscure, like where did that come from? That was left field, like that happened when I was 10. The more you might have faith that this is them talking.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We're going on over to the 516 area code now.
Mm-hmm.
Just a moment.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi.
Good evening.
What's
How
your
are
name?
You ladies doing?
Good
My
evening.
My name is Sue.
Sue. Okay.
Yes.
And
Hi.
What kind of reading did you want? Hi.
Intuitive,
what kind of,
please.
Intuitive. And on what subject matter?
Love.
Love. Oh, awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, we like love. Okay,
yeah.
So as I said to the person before about love, we're going to go on energy. So what I see is a masculine energy. So it's male or female? You're dating men or women?
I would date men, but I'm not dating anyone at the moment.
Okay, yeah, well, don't tell me that part yet, but that's okay. I should say
okay.
When I see love with you, even though you're not dating anyone, I actually see someone who's interested in you, but they're a friend. I just have to bring it up because I do feel like they have somewhat feelings for you, but I don't see you have any interest in them at all, so I guess it doesn't matter. But I guess I just want to, it feels like someone you sometimes hang out with. It's very casual. But I guess it doesn't matter because there's not anything you're going to do about it because I don't see you attracted to him. As far as dating goes, as far as meeting someone goes, I just see you as somebody who's actually very, has a good intuition, feels sensitive, and a high conscious person. So actually, web dating, unless it's a very sensitive, like a website that's more thorough, really about spirit and mind and body, I don't see working very well. As far as the person I see you with, have you been kind of nixing the idea of being in a long-term relationship for a while?
I don't think that I would say nixing it, but maybe on a subconscious level, because I haven't been in a while.
Because I feel like when I see your heart, and it looks a little shut down. Not in a major way, but in a, like you've put the locks up around your heart. And when that happens, it doesn't allow the energy to flow. And so when you're walking around the world, what you do is you have an energy and a sign above your head of like, closed, don't even bother over here. So what I'm saying is I feel like this came from like a past kind of disappointment. Feels more like a disappointment with somebody. So my feeling is to first start with the healing of the heart or the opening of the heart, kind of imagine your heart like a flower that's starting to open, and also putting like the golden, kind of put gold around the heart. This is important for you to start to attract someone to you. And that's for everybody out there who kind of has a hard time once they've had pain. Meeting someone, I actually see that you'll meet somebody kind of in something you're doing. I don't know what you do, but I see you going on like almost like a convention type trip. Like you're out somewhere where you're on a business or work trip. I don't see this being like, I don't see you meeting someone through a friend or at a party. A lot of various ways I see someone meeting someone, and I don't see it as a setup. I actually see you totally distracted with work, and you're out doing something completely nothing to do with love, and I see you meeting someone. What do you do for work?
I caretake elderly people from, you know, privately for myself.
Do you ever?
I don't work with an agency.
Okay, and so why is it that it's kind of interesting? I don't know if this is like going to be a new job, which I don't think, but it's almost like you're somewhere where you're learning about something new or kind of improving. I don't know if you like have to get certified or something, but it's something not a big deal. And I see you meeting someone through your work. So you don't go anywhere where there's like an organized, like you're not planning on taking a class or getting certified or something like that?
No, I wasn't thinking about it.
Okay. Because I actually feel like when I see you meeting the person, it's through work. My feeling, since you didn't ask about this, but I just have to say a little bit about it before we end the reading so you have some clarity, that I don't see you doing this kind of work much longer. I do see you going into a different type of job, and I kind of might be why I'm seeing the other. So in other words, one feeds into the other. I feel like it's time for you to move into something else. You feel very intelligent, and it feels like there's something else you want to be doing. And I feel that you're going to finally kind of take that step, and it's some kind of training you're at, and this is where I see you meeting someone. So in other words, with you, it's kind of like your life changes kind of all at once, like two things change at the same time. And I kind of feel like you're tied together because I feel like you haven't been doing what you really want to be doing, and that's also limiting what you what's rightfully yours as well, which is a love situation.
Okay. Yeah. Any insight as to what that other type of work is?
Yeah, I actually see that it's kind of on the lines of what you do in the sense that it's working with people. But it's more moving up with it. So I kind of feel like I want to say it's like almost like some kind of healing or therapy type of job where you're going to train. So it's either healing, like doing some kind of like massage or physical therapy. That's what, you know, but it doesn't mean you have to go become a physical therapist. It's something you can train on, and you go and you start to learn it and you train. And but you're still working with people, and I feel like when you do this job, it will be with like either a hospital or like a nursing home. It's something more organized, but it's more specialized what you're going to be doing. I kind of see the opportunity coming up where you read about like learning this and training with it. It could even be holistic that I'm seeing, and you decide what the hell, and you start to take it. And it takes your life in a different direction. I feel like you need something a lot more substance because I think you're not doing exactly, but you're definitely a giver and a healer, but you're not getting the reaping the rewards like you're supposed to be.
I see.
I don't know if that makes
okay.
any sense. But
makes
I wouldn't worry about it. Don't dwell. Sorry, what'd you say? Did you say something?
Yes, I said it makes a lot of sense.
Okay, so I would say this. To end it, don't worry about it because you're going to be guided to it. Sometimes I just have to say things that open you up so that when the opportunity comes in, you won't ignore it. So when this
okay.
happens, you might go, oh, wait. And it might catch your eye, and before you might have just flipped the page because I see it like in a paper or something, and maybe now you might actually pay attention. They do go hand in hand. So above your head for this year, you're having major change in your life for this year. So that's cool. It doesn't always happen like that with people. So that's
yes.
It's nice.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, Sue. That's so great. How are you to go ahead and jump on a couple other calls?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's fine. I just you know, sometimes in between,
yes.
I like to explain because, like you said, it helps other people.
Yes.
And it's more about getting messages and understanding than just the readings.
Yes.
Because, you know, like people can always go to AdelaLevine.com and book a reading or
absolutely.
The Green Man Store to book a reading. But basically, just to let people know when it comes to you looking for love, sometimes love comes in ways that are also tied to other areas that you're not fulfilling in your life, which was an example with her. But, yeah, we can go ahead and go to the reading.
What do you mean exactly by that?
Well, if you, in other words, people always think they have to go searching for love and go find love and go fishing for love. When a lot of times you have to change and evolve in who you are to find the right partner, otherwise they're not going to recognize you. So, in other words, if she's out there doing a passion that she cares about and so is this person, they're going to get drawn to each other because now they have that in common. So the universe wants you to have fulfillment in all areas of your life, not just looking for the one thing that you think is going to answer everything.
Mm.
So that's what I meant by that.
Really well put. Oh, thank you. Okay, all righty. We are going to go ahead on over to the 505 area code now. One moment here.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, sorry about that. I'm good. How are you? What's your name? I was taking a sip of water. You caught me. What was your name?
My name is Paula.
Hi, Paula. And what type of reading were you looking for?
Intuitive, please.
And in what area?
Oh, love.
What?
Love.
What? I can't believe it. I'm in shock. Love. Who wants to know about love? All right, so as you've heard before in other readers, so it's an energy thing. So seeing masculine energy again, so is this men you're attracted to or women?
Men.
Okay. Now, with you, I kind of immediately got a hit that I don't see you alone, actually. So I don't know if you broke up with somebody or if you're with somebody and you're thinking about not being with them, but I see someone still very attached to you. I don't see you completely alone. So that's an energy thing to me. In other words, those are cords where the person is still very much attached to you. Are you with someone, or is there someone that you broke up with?
He moved away.
Okay.
And we were just the best of friends, and I've got a real gap, and unfortunately, I can't stop thinking about him.
Yeah, because, and so you guys were dating, though, right?
He didn't seem to think so, but we had all the, I want to say, trappings of a relationship, yes.
Okay, including intimacy, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, sorry, I'm not trying to get personal, but I'm just I'm just trying to see, well, obviously I'm reading it, so I am getting personal, but I'm just trying to see to read him and jump in his skin to see why he's thinking the way he's thinking. My feeling is that with him, the connection between you guys was actually so very real, and it freaked him out. It's almost like it was so, it feels really good, like very soothing. You guys talked really well together. There was a strong connection. But his move looks like he's something he had to do. So that had more to do with finances or something and his life. So it's almost like he is that person who can just cut off something out of, like, self-preservation. Like, self-preservation meaning being afraid of being hurt. He didn't want to feel it. Is he not even, because I don't see him contacting you at all. Is he just not contacting you at all?
I haven't heard from him since Tuesday, and it was unpleasant texting.
Yeah. Is he just being really just kind of mean, and is that what you mean by unpleasant?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like I wouldn't buy too much into it. My feeling is a pushing you away because he doesn't know what else to do. It's a little bit somebody who's not healthy emotionally. So I feel like he's somebody who doesn't know how to communicate well. He's emotionally damaged. I mean, we all are to a certain extent, but he really doesn't deal with this sort of stuff very well. So what he does is he just kind of lashes out, and it's kind of like sticking his tongue at you, and that's his way. So if you want to be with him, you have to rise above it, and you have to be the higher person and not go into this negative energy he's giving at you. So in other words, I don't see you guys over at all because he looks very still attached to you. But I do see that this is going to be a little bit difficult because he tends to be emotionally immature and damaged.
Right.
So you're in for kind of a long haul with him, a lot of work. So,
are there any men out there that are already fixed? I'm not talking about neutered.
I was just about to say you read my mind.
Oh,
make that joke. Okay. Well, my feeling is with you particular, you tend to attract men that kind of need a lot of tender, loving care. So you're very nurturing, so you tend to attract men that you need to nurture. So in order to, yes, there are men that are like out there like this, but you're not attracting them because you're pushing off an energy of like you're used to the nurturing and taking care of. So you almost have to kind of change your whole way of seeing yourself into demanding more, demanding and expecting more of people. And that is what I feel like this time is about for you. Okay.
I'm not sure I can do that in this lifetime. I'm not sure that's for
well,
me.
Well, you can if you start little bit by little bit. So in other words, if every time you let yourself go out there, if you let yourself go on a date, if you let yourself to reach out there again and you see, immediately see this kind of flag of somebody who looks needy and you just say, nope, sorry, that's not for me, then you'll start to get better at it and you'll start to get these boundaries better. And it will start to become more secondhand, just like this other has become. But you got to test it out because you don't even know what it feels like yet. So that's why it's easier to test it out on strangers, people you don't really have any kind of true attachment to. And you might go, oh, my God, I haven't been seeing it, but that's the red flag I've seen before, but I ignored. Or that's a behavior that I usually can get attracted to, but this time I'm going to hold back and see what it feels like. That's my feeling. If you want something different, like you're describing, then you have to kind of start working on yourself that way. And I do see that it can happen. I wouldn't say that to you. I'd say that this is impossible. I don't see that to be true.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Paula.
Okay.
Thank you so much for sharing. Wow. We're all in the same boat with all that stuff, the yearning and the growing lessons that we need to do and learning to put on the red flags and learning how to...
Well, the heart wants what it wants, A, and whether we see things that are not right for us, we want what we want, and we want to feel loved, and we want to feel connected. We don't want to feel alone, which is what we were talking about earlier with guides and such. Those who exist on the other side feel in unison with each other, so they feel loved. Here we tend to feel very isolated and alone.
Mm.
So, of course, the one way we know how to not feel that way is through romantic love. So even though the person may not have qualities that are right for us, we still like that feeling of connection, of feeling love from somebody and someone loving us. What's hard is to mature and evolve and say, I know I'm not alone, which is why I want people to know that there are those on the other side trying to help you. I know that I'm a person of value, so I will wait and allow for the person that I'm looking for in all areas to come to me. And, you know, even if it means I have to, you know, physically be alone,
and work on ourselves in the meantime.
Yeah, work on yourselves in the sense of valuing yourself. That's the main thing people don't realize. It's not like work on yourself.
Yes.
It's value yourself enough to know the universe wants you to love and value yourself, to demand what it, to have more demands of what it is you want.
Yes.
And everybody's wants are different. What works for one person, the other person could think is absolutely disgusting and terrible, and the other person thinks that's the most amazing fit.
Yeah, and stop and say, does this make me feel good?
Right, and that's why you can't listen to other people when they're trying to say, oh, I would never be with someone like that. Well, that's why you're you, and that's why I'm me. And you have to know yourself and what feels good for you may not resonate for someone else, and to start trusting that and valuing yourself. And that part is hard, because most of the time, we're always hard on ourselves about if we're doing things, quote unquote, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the hard part.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Okay, we are going to go now over to the 617 area code. Just a moment, please.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Good, how are you?
Good, good.
What's
Annette?
And what's your name?
Annette,
okay.
Yes.
And what kind of reading were you looking for?
An intuitive on work.
On work. Oh, we have somebody on work.
Yes.
We're taking away from love for a minute. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
That comes later.
That comes later. Okay, awesome. All right, so... let me see what's going on. Are you, when I see you, I see you kind of searching all over the place. And are you looking for work? Or are you looking to get out of what you have? Because I feel like it looks more like a switch than it does look like starting from scratch. So I don't know if you're switching careers. Or are you looking switching what you're doing, or if you're just out of work?
I'm out of work. And
all of it? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, because that's why I kind of saw a little bit of panic and a little bit of, well, I'm also going to see if I can do something different. One thing I feel like I feel from you is you feel very articulate, like words is your friend. I see you talking in front of people. So I don't know if you're teaching. Are you teaching?
Actually, no, but you're like the fifth person that has, you're confirming what others have said.
That you should be teaching?
Teaching and speaking in front of people, yes.
Yeah, speaking in front of people, okay. Mean like you've had other readers tell you that you should be teaching or talking in front of people?
Yes.
Or just people, okay.
Actually, both.
Yeah. Both, like people you know. Yeah, because I feel like what I see is, so just to clarify, I'll paint the picture a little clearer for you, because I have a feeling it's one thing for people to say that to you, but to know how to do it and what that means is
Thank you. Probably the confusing part.
Yeah. So just to give a lesson to everybody out there, readers can give you a hit, but a hit is just that one thing, and they don't paint the picture of what that means. So let me paint
the picture.
Yeah,
that's true.
Kind of, yeah, it's one of the things I want to help people understand is that everybody can get a hit, not everybody, but people can get hits, but to flourish it out and get the details and the bigger picture, get the full picture of what it means is what's helpful. You know, a hit can just be showing off an ability or going, oh, yeah, I see you. Okay, great. Well, can you help me figure out what that means? Yeah. So what
I see with you, then why do I need to go to two other ones? To get the whole
right,
detail.
Exactly, to get the same hit. Cause it's, yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Like, thank you for the hit, but I need more information. So one of the things
exactly.
I like to do is what I call paint the full picture. So painting the full picture to me is when I see you, I see teaching, but I actually see teaching not, just so you know, it's not you teaching children and it's not you teaching college. It's kind of almost like teaching more kind of on a seminar basis. I actually
see you teaching
more like you might get hired, it looks like you get hired with a company that wants you to be the person to train. Oh, that's what it is. It's training.
Wow.
So it's like you're the trainer. So what comes to mind is like this: you get a job with a company and basically you learn about what they do. You already kind of have a little bit of a background of that subject matter anyway, and then they say, okay, we want you to train. So you're more specializing in training people. Later in your life, this skill is going to come in handy for something on a deeper level, so something kind of on a spiritual level, because I see you as very spiritual, almost kind of like a spiritual advisor, so to speak. So I could see you actually helping women and helping women in a spiritual way. That's later.
So that skill.
But for right now, we need to get you making money with this skill.
Yes.
So what are you applying for? What are you applying for right now? What are you looking at for work? Because
I'm applying for. I think right now it's I like being in an office environment.
Yeah. Yeah.
It sounds crazy. I know.
No. I see that with you, except for that. I just think it's supposed to go. Yeah, you're very good with companies, like working for companies, because you understand that whole world and you do very well with that. But I feel like the fact that you're good with it can take you to the next level as being a trainer for big companies.
Yes.
So are you? Is there a way to apply for a job like that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think for me is to realize, because I think that what you've just done for me is that you have. And I really, it's like I don't have to search anymore.
Right.
And what I mean is that I don't have to, you're painting the picture for me. It's like, how can I say this? You're just confirming everything that I've heard, but now it's almost like
the details for it.
Yes, and it's like I don't have to do this anymore because you painted. Now I see the whole picture.
Now you see the whole picture, exactly. And that's what I was saying, is that it's one thing to get a hit. And I have students that I teach this, and I'll say, you know, you can get a hit on somebody, but, you know, people need to pay bills, people need to get jobs, you need to give details,
yes,
because that doesn't help people.
Yes.
If you just do hits, that's just kind of showing off.
You're actually helping me.
I'm trying to give you the bigger picture. Right. I'm glad. So what I feel like is it's going to be on a reader level. What I see is that it's going to take very easy for you. It's not going to even take that much longer for you to get the job you want, because you're very articulate. You present yourself very well. So when you hone and you focus in on a job, it's like, oh, you're looking for a trainer on this subject matter. Oh, I have background. I could do that. I'm really good at, you know, being in front of people. They're going to believe you. They're going to put you through a little bit of tests on it. You'll be fine. And then I see you get hired on. Once you get hired on being the trainer, you're going to do really well with it, and you're going to move on to another job doing even bigger, bigger company, doing more seminars, and then you're going to take those skills. Now I'm jumping down your path a little bit. Then you'll take those skills, and then you'll use it on something that you want to fulfill yourself with that's like more of a higher calling thing. Don't worry about that right now. Right now you just need to get money.
Yes. You are 110%. Correct, and that's
awesome.
Why I say I don't have to go any further now.
No.
Meaning you painted the picture. Meaning that you painted the picture for
me.
Well,
I'm really glad
now
we have
I can
reading because this is a good example of what I was trying to tell people earlier, and this
yes.
is an example of I want people to start to pay attention to this because people
yes.
can get hits, but in today's world, we're all very spiritual right now. We're opening up and we're awakening, and that I think we've gotten past. Now people are like,
yes.
we need jobs, we need answers, we
Amen.
Need a better understanding. So if you're going to read people,
yes.
we need to start giving more than just showing off hits. So
Thank
I
you.
Knew you would get it, and so now you go out there and get that job. By the
yes.
way, one of the jobs, not this one, but the next job, after it's probably going to move you, so just be aware. It might be like to the Midwest or somewhere. You might have
that's
to move,
okay.
but it won't be a big deal. Yeah,
that's
It'll be
okay.
good. You're going to be awesome
like
at it.
This is going to be fantastic, and I really wanted, have always wanted, to really start working with women, and really,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
yeah,
yeah,
on a spiritual level.
Yeah,
so you're
on
the money.
Yeah, that you're going to do it at first on a money level, so don't worry about it. Don't let that guilt you. So in other words, I do see you working for some kind of advertising company or some kind of company that gears towards women, something
yes.
about women products or something, and you're going to train
yes.
people on it, and then you're going to get really honed in on how women think even more. Even though you're a woman, it's different than that
yes.
and dealing with women in a group setting, and then you'll translate that into something of a bigger calling. So this is a good.
Wow.
This is good. You're on your path. So it's good.
Oof,
keep going.
I'm telling you, thank you so much, and thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much, too. And just the picture, you're awesome. People, she's the real deal.
Thank you so much. You're going to be my PR lady.
All
right. Thank you so
hey,
much.
You know what?
Oops. See if we can get her for a second here back. Are you there, Annette?
When I start training, you never know.
You never know. That's
I
what I'm talking
PR
about.
Person.
That's why you got to make these connections.
That's right. That's right. I love
You're
it.
Awesome.
Blessings
Thank
to you
both
Thank
so
you
much.
So much.
Thank
Have a good
you.
Night.
Blessings.
Thank you so much.
You as well.
So that Bye-bye. Brings me to our perfect subject matter of, she's a perfect example of what I wanted to cover tonight, one of the things I wanted to cover, which I was hoping somebody would, I could read that would give an example of what I want. You know, one of my messages, and you know I'm always joking with you, like I want to turn spirituality on its ear and kind of trip people out.
Mm.
And one of the things is readers, it doesn't mean people are bad or they're trying to mean ill will to you. But a lot of what happens is you can have an ability and you can get a feel or a vision or a hit on someone. What we call hit in this quote line of work is that when you kind of get something like that, like, oh, I see you standing in front of people. Oh, I see that you're going to, like, be a singer. And the person's like, whoa, you got that. And then they
the reader knows that you believe them, and then they can kind of skate the rest of the way and kind of drill you for questions. You know, oh, do you want to do this? Do you want to do that? And then kind of get you talking. And so now they give you that one hit, and you're kind of confused. You don't really know, oh, I'm standing in front of people. What does that mean? That can mean a million things.
Right, and that's kind of why you emphasize that more than you're a reader is that you try to help be a guide to the people.
Right, and yeah, because I see myself, and I have that on my website because it came to me one time, as like a guide on earth, so to speak. So I'm a guide, you know, not saying that I'm trying to put myself up into this big place, but I just see what I do is trying to guide people the same way your guides are trying to guide you. Which is why guides and even readers, and or at least me, can't tell you what to do. We can be like, you know, the scarecrow on the, you know, yellow brick road pointing different directions and going, you could go this way, you could go that way, but it's your choice. So I can see the different paths. Oh, this path looks like it's going to go really well. This path, not, I don't know, may not work out great, but it's not going to be terrible. And I'm going to guide you to the path that I think is going to fulfill you the most. Obviously, I want you the most fulfilled, feeling the most happy. But I can look at the path that you've chosen, and you can ignore what I say and tell you what I see, and you got to go find out. And it's free will. But the important thing more than that, or at least the subject matter for tonight, is that when people get a hit on something, if they can't tell you more about it, it can get very confusing. So if someone says, I see that, you know, you're going to, you know, get something, a phone call soon that's going to change things. Well, now all you're doing is either wondering if it's horrible, if it's good, you know, and you're, you know, it's kind of leaving somebody to be dependent on that reader to go back for more to find out what that phone call is about. Or maybe they get three phone calls and they go back and go, was it this? Was it that? So it gets them kind of pulled in and addicted to the reader. It doesn't give people a full picture. And what I believe in is that you can try to paint the full picture for people so that you're, like you're saying, is you're actually guiding the person through the whole process. So that now you can go out and go live life. I'll read for people, and they might come back like a few months later because they have things have to happen, mm-hmm. and experience it and let all that stuff go down and then come back and recheck. But practical reading is what I believe in. Like, in other words, it's great to feel the spirituality, to feel the energy, to feel the love, to feel all of that. But more important, you need to know, how can I pay my bills? How can I find love in my life? Mm-hmm. You know, we live here. We live in this plane. So we can live with one foot in and one foot out. But we're not spirits. We're living in a body. So we need guidance and help with those things. So if I get a hit, that's just to get me going, and then I want to flourish it. I call it flourishing out. And you can do this for yourself to your own guides. You can ask your guide, should I take the job? And if you wait and listen to the first answer you hear, I did this today with the client, teaching her this. First thing you hear, without thinking, mm-hmm. you know you're thinking if your eyes are going up. So if you find yourself rolling your eyes up, that means you're thinking. And the first thing you feel, it could be like, then the answer can be completely make no sense to you. It could say, get an orange. What? Get an orange and just ask you if I'm going to get the job. But you write it down anyway. And then you can flourish it out by saying, what do you mean get an orange? Well, what we meant is you need to get healthy. Oh, so you need vitamin C because you're going to get, oh, and then you can keep flourishing it out, and that's how you get a bigger picture. Because what happens is the reason why, and to end on the note about this subject matter I'm bringing in, the reason why people that can't have a hard time trusting their guides giving them information is because they'll say something that they think sounds around them, so they think, oh, it must not be the answer.
Or maybe you made it up.
Or maybe something. You made it up. So all you need to do is go, hello, I'm here on Earth, and telling me about oranges doesn't fly for me. I need more information. Mm-hmm. So when I'm reading people, that's all I'm doing is like more. And it took me many years to doing it.
Of doing that, huh?
Right. So now it just comes like a flow. Right, yeah, it took many years of me going, they don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about, oranges? You guys got to tell me a little bit more. And it started off with me feeling separate until I opened up and realized, oh, we flow one. So now it just flows through me. I open up my gift. I let the energies just flow through me, the messages. I don't know where they're coming from. I don't question it. I trust it. It's a complete trust. It's a dance between me and the energy and on the messages. So I don't bother to even question anything anymore. So it just flows through me. But to get there, you have to first, it's kind of awkward and jerky where you're like, huh, what? And you have to keep
trusting,
and keep checking. And you can say to them, hey, that doesn't make any sense. I need a sign. Send me a sign.
Mm.
You know, any sign. Can you make my favorite song come on, or do something that's going to catch my eye to know that you, I used to say, send birds.
Mm-hmm.
I said, can you send a bird fly right now, like at my face? And then they would send a bird. I remember one time I was so like, am I really hearing things? I was like getting in that mode. And I went and did a reading for this girl at her house. Is when I used to do that. And I was doing it in those days for free or for like donation, because that's what I believe in. You, before you
start out that way,
when you start out, you do it for free, or you do donation only after a while you're honing. You don't charge people while you're honing. And I went to her house, and I was like talking on the way up to her door, and I said, yeah, I don't know. Are you guys really talking to me? Is this really real? I need a sign. Where's my bird? And I didn't see any bird. I walk in her house, and a bird is flying around in her house. And I was like, what? And I thought that I was like imagining it. And she's like, oh, sorry, that's just my bird that flies around. And I was laughing. Oh, okay, you guys have a sense of humor.
Then you knew it was clicking.
I knew it was clicking, right. And I got my sign loud and clear, and I got their humor, because there's a lot of humor there, too.
Oh, that's
of
nice.
Like, did you want a sign? We gave you a sign. So, yeah, the reason why I'm taking the time to explain this stuff, and I know the readings people want, is because it's not just about the readings. It's about giving people information for them to use for them for their own life.
And to become aware of this whole process.
Yeah, you know, you can feed, what is that thing? You can get a fish and feed people, or you can, what is that saying?
I don't know that one.
Somebody might remember, but it's like you can, yeah. It's something like you can catch a fish and feed one person, or you can teach people to fish and they can feed themselves for life. That's kind of
exactly, there you go.
Yeah. Oh. Something like that.
Yeah. That was perfect.
Okay, well, we can take, you want to take one more or a couple more?
Okay. All right. Let's go on over here. Next in line is 207 area code. Here we go.
207. Hi.
Hi, good evening, Adele.
Good evening.
Hi, my name is Tom.
Hi, Tom.
I called up originally. I wanted a message from a specific person, but after listening to you, I'm not sure if I want a message from my guides, so I'm going to leave it in your hands if that's okay, and whatever comes to you, either a mediumship reading or a message from my guides.
Well, like I said before, the way I work, if you want to do an intuitive reading, I kind of don't do it like having like, oh, what do you say, what do you tell them? Like I said, just kind of open up, and I read you an intuitive reading. So I kind of ask you to pick a specific subject. And in other words, you got to kind of be involved in it. So you need to pick what subject matter you want. Yeah, because I don't really work that way.
I like a message from my guides.
Yeah, but I don't really do that. That was the whole thing. In other words, the way I read is I open up and I let, I don't really go back and forth talking to guides. I just let the energies come through. So you have to pick a subject matter of something you want. They don't just start talking about messages.
A mediumship reading. I'd like to speak with Lenny if I could.
You want to speak with, okay. Instead of a name, can you just tell me the relation? Because I don't really connect to names.
A friend. He's a friend.
He's a friend? Okay.
He's a friend. Yes.
Okay. Let's see if he's here. All right, so I'm going to describe who the person that I'm seeing and what their personality is like, and they'll give me some confirmations, and we'll see if it's him, because it could be somebody else, okay?
Okay.
The person who I see is coming in looks, he looks kind of almost like he's ashamed or upset.
In other words, I see him, he's apologizing for his passing. And he's saying something about how he felt like he knew it was coming, but he's here and he's gone. So he felt like even though he knew this was going to happen, he felt it happened quickly. He's also talking about feeling like he feels like he part of it's his fault. I don't know why, but he feels really upset, like he felt like he could have done something more. Oh, yeah, I just felt something touch my arm. Did he didn't take his life, did he?
No.
Okay, because he keeps crying about feeling like he wished he could have prevented it better. Like he feels, this person is talking about, he wishes that he could have helped prevent it. Do you know what he's talking about?
I believe he did. He wanted to take better care of his health, but he didn't.
Oh, okay. Because he's talking about warnings coming at him from all directions, people who cared about him, medical warnings, and he just kind of ignored it. And when he's also showing me feeling like pressure on his chest, like he's getting out of breath and pain in that area, and him feeling, that's what he's showing me. So it's like he's showing me this is like he knew this could possibly happen, but then when it happened fast. How did your friend pass?
A heart attack.
Okay, that's the pain. Because I felt like major pain. Okay, so what I want you to know is that what he's showing me is, I don't know if this is just his mentality of it, but was he overweight or something?
No.
Okay. Because the way he's giving me a feeling is like his body feels really heavy to him. So maybe I'm confusing it with when he actually passed. He just felt like this tremendous amount of pressure. The actual passing, he didn't suffer. So he just wants you to know he didn't suffer in that. But seeing it coming was a little bit, you know, was obviously scary. You know, like he knew what was happening. And he's also talking about, were you far away from him or something like this? Because he's talking
yes.
about you trying to reach out to him and not to feel bad about it. And he's also saying something about you talking to him about this type of stuff. Were you the more spiritual person in this friendship?
No,
yeah,
I believe he was more spiritual. More spiritual.
Because he keeps pointing to you saying that he feels like you inspired him. He's not agreeing with you. I mean, he's acting like he feels like you kind of believed. I guess it's kind of more almost like, I don't know if it's you that believed you could talk to him if one of you passed more than he did, or if it's just that
yeah.
you guys are both kind of feeling inspired. Because he's talking about science. He's talking about he was spiritual, but he's also talking about science, his belief in science. And he said that you actually... wouldn't have been shocked if he came and visited you after he died or something like that, because that's something you kind of always... Do you see things yourself? Do you see spirits?
Yes.
Okay. But you don't do it, like you don't read...
No, he did.
He read. What kind of readings did he do? Because why is he saying you're the ones that believed in him talking to him more than he did? Did he do medium readings? Because I don't see that.
Yes, he did.
Oh.
Yes, he did.
All right. Then why is he pointing to you more?
Maybe he don't
understand
anymore.
That.
I don't know.
No. He doesn't need to anymore.
No, not for any.
Okay, because I'm kind of feeling like it's almost like he, it's kind of interesting because he just keeps acting like, he keeps pointing to you as like being the inspiration, unless he's just being kind of humble, but he's pointing to you as being like the the one that inspired him. I don't know if you are the one that encouraged him with his abilities, but he feels like you're the one that kind of helped him in this area. So, you know, sometimes when you're someone who does this kind of work, it's hard for you to believe sometimes, and that's why it's hard. It's nice when you have people who help you believe in yourself.
Yeah.
So that's just kind of the feeling I'm getting about you. When I'm him, he makes me feel like you, I don't know, made him believe more in himself, I guess. So this way he keeps pointing to you. And
okay, that's the deal.
I just don't understand why he's acting like you believe in it, that he would come to you, but unless he's just saying out of all the people he knows, but it doesn't make sense if he was a reader. What was he like at the end? Was he starting to have doubts or something?
Not that I know of, no. At least he didn't show any signs of it.
Oh, okay. It's just because he's giving me these weird conflicted messages, unless there's two people talking to me at once, unless there's someone else trying to come in. But the conflicted message I'm getting is that he's acting like, you know, you're the one that inspired him and you're the one that made him feel like he really believed in this even more, and you're saying he was the reader. So that's why it just didn't make sense to me.
Well, that is because every time we called him, he definitely had a good connection with us.
He had a good connection with who?
Between whoever I asked to see, he could always pick up on immediately, and he never wanted to leave. He had to push him back. One of those type of, you
I
know.
I see. Did he do this? Did he read just for friends and family, or did he do this for, like, his life?
For life.
Oh, okay.
He had a show.
Okay. Well, it's just kind of interesting to me because he definitely acts very humble about it. I mean, he's coming in to me saying stuff like you helped him. So I don't know if he ever said that to you, or if he just feels like he wants to say it to you now, because maybe it could be something he didn't say. Because I do see him struggling with the ability sometimes, like it made it difficult. Because I don't see it like the way you're describing to me. It's almost like he. It makes sense though if he's saying he had a hard time pushing people off. Maybe he didn't block it very well. Maybe it was difficult. Because if you don't block
maybe.
It, sometimes you just get bombarded all the time. But his more the thing that he's more talking about is that he looks totally at ease, and he looks completely, his passing didn't bother him. It's almost like that's kind of my impression, is that him not taking care of himself was him just kind of wanting to live life, and he wasn't afraid of death, and just that's the way he was. So I don't see any qualms about his passing for him. Besides the fact that he wished he had more time, he would have liked more time, but he's taking responsibility for feeling like he could have done things, taking care better care of himself. As far as you go,
yeah.
He's talking about you should just keep, he says it's very different than what he expected, but at the same time, a lot of it's what he saw already. And he's not really spending his time with family. He's almost kind of being like a monk, you know. He's just trying to learn and grow and he's trying to be kind of master himself. That seems to be what he's more excited about the other side, more than running around talking to people. He wants to understand everything. Like, you know what I mean? Like, really understand how things work.
That sounds just like him.
He's just something very humble about him. You know, he didn't come in. I've had people who have sight come in and they let me know right away, and he didn't come in that way. He came in very just about you, focusing on you, giving you a lot of credit. And just like he's very excited to be able to learn and master and hone what the other side's about. And then he's helping people on the other side, but in a different way.
kind of helping people who didn't, he's laughing about like people who didn't expect the other side to exist. He's helping them through that shock. That's kind of what he's doing now.
Yeah.
Kind of similar to what he did here, but on the other end of it, helping the dead who are realizing that, oh, I can actually talk to the living and things like that. So I don't know. He just doesn't have a lot of unfinished things to say. He seems pretty settled.
Well, content, yeah.
Content, yeah.
He's pretty content, yeah.
Which kind of makes
sense.
Oh,
that's good. I'm glad to hear that.
Awesome. Oh, that was a great reading. That's wonderful that they came.
Thank you very much, Adele.
Thank you so much for calling in, Tom. And, you know, when they're, you say that he's humble like that, and in pointing to Tom, could it be that he is trying to encourage him in his
I feel like he wasn't trying to, like, focus on that he was a reader. Also, as somebody who's a reader, he could have been testing me, you know, because he's more savvy than most spirits, and trying to make sure that I was actually getting his message and seeing him. Whenever I would try to focus a lot on the confirmations, he was kind of like, don't worry about that. I'll give you a little bit of it, you know. Mm. He mostly wanted me to let him know thank you for inspiring him or thank you for the encouragement. Maybe he didn't get to say it enough in life.
Mm.
But he was definitely people who are a little bit more aware and evolved on this plane, a lot of times will fight off my confirmation deal. They're like, well, I don't need to do that because I'm just going to tell you stuff.
Yeah.
And they'll get it. But what's interesting is what threw me off is that he was saying, well, he believed in this more than me, which totally didn't make sense because he's a reader. And that the only thing that I got from that is he could have been testing me, A. But the other thing is that it kind of felt like he also could have been saying something like, well, when I was talking to him, because I was talking to him telepathically, it was kind of more like what happens a lot when you do this work. You might believe it and you're doing it, but you always have doubt. You're always not sure because you're human. So it's almost like he believed in him so much, you know, that maybe he believed in him more sometimes than he believed in his own self. But that seems like more his quiet thoughts that he probably never shared when he was alive.
Mm-hmm.
But his coming in and showing me how he died and all that, he was pretty easy. I mean, he touched me, which doesn't always happen.
Yeah, I saw you wipe your
No,
arm
he
off.
Was very, like, advanced in that way. He touched me. He gave me, like, a heavy feeling on my chest, made me feel like I was having, like, my heart started beating. So he definitely knew what he was doing.
Wow. That's amazing, too. So when you do these medium readings, that they actually can have an effect on you physically to show you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Wow. Most of the time how I read is I can feel what the person's feeling. But depending on how good the person who's passed is depending on how strong that will be.
Oh.
And he was very good because I suddenly felt my heart racing. Like normally, it's like he didn't want to talk so much as he wanted to get me to feel it, and he wanted to just, more feeling and give me visions.
Mm.
So he was more giving me a lot of that, and so he went, oh, you want to know how I die? Here you go. Boom. And I started feeling my heart racing.
Yeah, I saw you grab your heart, and then I saw you rub your arm.
Yeah, and then he's like, he touched me. He's like, yeah, I'm here. And so he was doing a little bit like, yeah, I don't need to do those things because I can do this other thing because he knows that world because he's been dealing with it as a medium.
Yeah.
So he kind of had it down. So
he's got a different agenda now, right?
Yeah, I mean, he didn't need to, in other words, he didn't need to do the confirmations.
Yeah.
Because he knew how to jump to that and touch me, get me to feel my heart racing. So, in other words, he's a lot more advanced than most spirits.
More evolved, yeah. Yeah,
it's more advanced, not more evolved, more advanced.
Oh, there's a difference.
Yeah. Evolved is like when people are growing and you're evolving. Just like when you're 10, you evolve to when you're 20. You know, it's just time and maturity. Advanced means he's like a piano player who learned to be more of a consummate piano player.
Honing his skills.
Yeah, so when he passed, it wasn't like a big shock to him.
Right.
Yeah, you have to learn how to communicate this way when you're on the other side. And for him, he'd been doing this for so long, he knew how to do all those things. Yeah.
Yeah.
It came very easy for him.
Yeah.
It's kind of always fun when it's that way.
Yeah. That's great. Do we have time for another call?
Yeah, we'll do one more, and
okay.
I think that see it. Okay, we are going to go on over to, and before we do grab another call, another reminder of your website at DelaLavine.com.
Yeah, you can get a reading by going to ADELALAVINE.com or thegreenmanstore.com, so thegreenmanstore.com. Also look for, on the Green Man Store, I do gallery reads, which is group readings that are medium readings. They're no more than 25 people. And it gives you like about a 10-minute reading or less. So it's a little bit, quicker way, but it's if you want to see what it's like and you want to be in a group setting, I read everybody in the room, so everybody in the gallery read gets a reading. That's why I keep them really small. And I also teach classes, and I have a TV appearance coming up, and I keep trying to find the date. But I can't find the date. I know it's on Wife Swap. It's supposed to be at the end of this month sometime. And I also have a TV show that's in the works and development that we'll just keep posted on that. And I think that's all the things. And so, yeah, you can find me on Facebook as well and on Twitter as a Dela Medium. That's just my Twitter handle. And you can book readings through the directly through the store. You can email me, and I'll direct you on how to book a reading off my website.
And that's thegreenmanstore.com.
Yeah,
right?
thegreenmanstore.com or adelalavine.com.
Great. Okay, mm-hmm. We're going to jump on over to the 805 area code now, and here we go.
Oh, hello? Good. I'm so happy. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Did you say? Did you say Shauna?
No, Donna.
Donna. Okay. Hi, Donna.
Yeah.
How are you?
Hi. Good. Thank you.
What
type
your
of show?
Reading? Thank you so much.
I was thinking intuitive on love.
Okay.
In our relationship.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay. So, as I said before with people, you should go on energy. Are you dating? I see masculine energy. Are you attracted to men or women?
Men.
And I don't see anybody connected to you.
No, there isn't.
Yeah, I don't see anybody. Okay, so you're out. You need to find somebody, right? You're looking
right.
for somebody. All right. So my feeling when I see you, I actually feel like you, the first hit I get on this is I actually feel that you've been doing the work. So in other words, I see you.
Yeah.
You've been kind of really thinking about what you want and who you really taking a look at your past, because I feel like the past relationships have started off really bright, but what ends up happening is I see men tend to have a hard time with your spunk. So I feel like they tend to try to quiet you down or something, because you feel very colorful and somebody who's supposed to kind of really shine. And then I feel like they get attracted to that, and then they kind of want to quiet you down. I feel like
yeah.
you've allowed it because you feel like, oh, I'm not being the right girl, or I'm not being a woman if I'm too, vocal, or I'm too out there, or you're not supposed to outshine your man. But I feel like you're starting to realize that that's what I want to confirm for you, that that's not right for you. So in other words, you need someone who's confident, who's sure of himself enough to let you fly. And if they're not, then they're not for you. So my feelings when I see you with somebody, I actually see you meeting somebody kind of nicely at like a party. So I don't feel, and kind of randomly, actually. It's not an introduction. It's not a setup. But I see you having a good time, and I feel like it's kind of on the tail end of you deciding to let yourself get out there more and meet people more. Are you not socializing enough or something?
Probably not.
Or are you just starting to?
Well, I'm going to take a couple little trips and just getting out a little bit more. I'm going to do a little bit of volunteer work at this place with horses and maybe go to a couple little meetup groups and go to church.
Yeah, because I see this as a party, so it might be the meetup thing, because I see this being like you just enjoying yourself, just socializing. Don't do the like I'm going to the singles meetup group or the blah blah blah
no,
the single blah blah
no.
blah. Just do your interests. do things that you find interesting, things you find passionate. Also, for some reason, see you meeting someone who has something to do with art. I don't know why, but I feel like art's important around this person. And I feel like that's how the conversation starts. For some reason, you guys get on kind of a talk about some kind of art. But don't worry about it. I always tell people don't pay attention to all of these things because it will trip you up. The more important part is the energy. What I see that you see different about him is he actually listens. And what's going to get you pulled into him or shocking about him is that you're going to tell him something in the conversation like an hour later. He, like, repeats it. And I know that sounds little, but I feel like you've lacked that where someone's actually listening to you, paying attention to what you're saying.
Yeah.
They're usually so busy wanting you to, like, and you're very good at making men feel important and, like, oh, how did you feel about that? Or you do that very easily that you don't even realize it. And I feel like with this guy, what's going to grab your attention is he's going to say, I asked you a question. Why are you trying to change the subject? And you're going to be like, what? And then you're going to go, wow, he actually wants to know about me. So I actually see this happening pretty soon, like maybe like in the next if you really let yourself get out there and you go out there meeting people, I could see like in the next 6 months or something you can.
Okay.
Yeah, I see this happening a lot faster than you think.
Do you think this will go into a marriage or something like that?
A marriage. I feel like it will go more into. Don't worry about that because if you set your sights on that, then that's how you can like get people. I mean, that's how you can get disappointed. What I would say is that I could see it going into like definitely a full relationship. But I wouldn't say I wouldn't worry about that. Just let go with
really
it. Because I don't want
to
trip you up. Yeah,
get
I don't want to get
him,
you all worked up. Yeah. Just let it fly.
Well, that looks like we're going to have to end this episode. And we want to thank everybody again
thank
for joining us
much.
Here at Alternative Talk Radio. Thank you so much, Donna. And thank you so much, Adela.
And don't forget, we're going to do a Mother's Day special.
Yes.
Coming up. We'll be posting about talking only to people's mothers who've passed.
Yes. Special day for mothers on the other side. Thank you so much and blessings to everyone. Until next time, take good care.